Welcome to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Blake Gideon, Senior Pastor of Edmonds First Baptist Church. Well, let's dive right into it. We have three questions for today. The first question is this: how can God hold a person accountable for their sin in a world He created and over which He is completely sovereign? Well, it's a great question. It's one that many people ask. Your question is how can God hold a person accountable for their sin in a world that He created and is completely sovereign over? Well, let's go back to the creation account. In Genesis chapters 1, 2, and 3, God created man and woman. And God, in His sovereignty, gave Adam and Eve the right to choose. God did not force His love upon them. God wanted them to choose to love Him. His desire was for man to exercise his free will. God even told man, God said to man, you've got free reign over the entirety of the garden, but just don't eat of that one tree. You have all these other trees that you can eat from, just don't eat of that one tree. For the day that you eat of that one tree, you shall surely die. So think about it. God, in His sovereignty, gave Adam and Eve free reign over the entirety of His creation. He gave him all the trees to eat from, except one. And God even told Adam and Eve that they shouldn't eat from that tree, because if they did, they would die. They would fall into sin and ultimately die. Now, why did God do this? Some people say, if God's so loving, if He's so sovereign, why did He even give them a choice? Why did He even make a tree that they shouldn't eat of? Because God is a God of love. And He allowed Adam and Eve to exercise their free will. And He even told them what to do. And He told them what not to do. And He told them of the consequences of their poor choices. However, Adam chose to rebel against God. He chose to sin against God. And as a result of that, when Adam fell into sin, since he is the federal head of the human race, all of humanity born after Adam is born with a sin nature. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, it says, there's none righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks after God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. He goes on to say, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Paul goes on to teach in the book of Romans that we've all died in Adam. So when Adam chose to rebel against God, every person born after Adam is born with a sinful DNA. We are born sinners. Now here's the thing. The reason sin exists in the world today is because mankind chose to sin against God. And God, in His sovereignty, gave mankind the freedom to exercise His own free will. And ever since Adam, every man has chosen to sin against God. And God, in His sovereignty, has given us a way out by sending His Son to die upon the cross for our sins. So, God is sovereign over all things. And in His sovereignty, He gave our first parents the right to choose between good or evil. And they chose evil. And so God, who is righteous and holy, He must hold them accountable for sin. He must. To overlook sin means that God would be unholy. If God overlooked sin, He would not be righteous. So God in His sovereignty, God in His justice, God in His righteousness must punish sin. His holy character demands it. But He also sent His Son to die for us on the cross. And Christ willingly came. And Christ was nailed to the cross, and He bore our sin and our punishment upon the cross. And there upon the cross, God the Father punished our sin in Christ. Christ died for our sin. He was nailed to a cross. He was buried. He rose again on the third day. And now there's salvation in no one else but Jesus. And so I believe I've answered your question today. Thank you for sending it in. The second question I have for today is this. In the creation account, it says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. When it says heavens, is this referring to the heaven or what we refer to as space? We'll notice that heavens is plural in that verse. I believe it refers to the skies that we see, the first heaven, and the second heaven, the universe and the space, and even the third heaven, the dwelling place of God. Not that that heaven had to be created, because God is eternal. So I believe specifically in this verse, it's referring to the first and second heaven, with the first heaven being the atmosphere, the clouds, and the blue sky, and the second heaven being the universe and space. So thank you for your question. My third question for today is, when did the Satan and the demons rebel, get cast out? Were they in hell when Eve was tempted? Or is that the act of rebellion? Well, Satan and the third of the angels rebelled against God sometime between Genesis 1 and Genesis 3. We don't know exactly when. But sometime between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 3, Satan, along with a third of the angels, rebelled against God. And they were cast to the earth. They were not cast into hell. They were cast to the earth. And that's where they are now. They are upon this earth in the spiritual realms. One day, they'll be cast into the lake of fire. So, to answer your question, they were cast out sometime between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 3. And no, they were not cast into hell. They were not in hell when Adam and Eve fell into sin. They were upon the earth. And one day they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire, but that day hasn't come yet. Until then, they are alive and well upon this earth in the spiritual realm. And that's why we war. That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but our battle is with the powers and the principalities of the air, and that we are to stand firm in the strength of the Lord our God, clothed with the whole armor of God. So I thank you for your questions today. Keep sending them in. God bless.